Thanks for coming back to the TMD podcast, the Trending Moments Digest with Scotty and Tony. This is a look at what has been trending online this week. You can get more details at scottyandtony.com. Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. They're going around the table, and all you want is potatoes and gravy. But first, you got to say what you're thankful for.
I have an idea. Let's all go around the table and say why we're thankful. I mean, I'm at that point.
I've got
my face in my hands. Aunt Bernice, why every year? Why can't we? Can we do another topic? No, it's Thanksgiving. We're going to be thankful, and you're going to say why, or you're not going to get any stovetop.
Wow. Remind me again, Aunt Bernice is from Chicago?
Somewhere in the suburbs.
So there's an enormous list of things, great resources on our blog if you want to say something you're thankful for.
I was just going through these. Some of these are great. This is like a numbered list. So these things that people are thankful for are ranked?
Yes, this is a ranking.
How did indoor plumbing only make it to 33?
Right?
I'm going to say that if you ask this question before Thanksgiving dinner and then after Thanksgiving dinner, it would be much higher ranked.
Here's a soundbite from the other day. This was when Tony was doing the news, talking about the potential for great weather on Thanksgiving Monday.
That's the one right there. If you still got the hammock out. There's a positive. I mean, if you could get into a situation where you're eating turkey in the hammock, I don't know if there's a better possibility for you than that. That's about as good as it's going to get.
I'm going to need a how-to guide on exactly what I'm doing there.
I would suggest getting in the hammock first.
That gravy
and then
is hot.
Yeah, having somebody hand you.
Hand daddy the gravy.
You may need some stabilization, too. That's please use your own best judgment.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend, 2019.
Oh, with the eating and the drinking and the arguing around the supper table.
So if you go around the table, what we wanted to do was, if you go around the table, Thanksgiving, kind of a tradition, everybody says what they're thankful for. And if you're in a situation where they get to you and you're like, oh, all the good stuff's taken. Somebody already said family or whatever.
Man, oh man, I hate being stumped. I'm like, no, you stole mine.
If you freeze up during the Thanksgiving table, what are you thankful for? We have some resources on our blog about stuff people say they're thankful for.
Oh, so I can research this.
You can
ahead of time.
You can win this. For once, it won't be whoever, insert whatever family member you dislike. It won't be them winning the Thanksgiving battle of who's more thankful.
Let me ask you
It'll
a question.
You.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Should I memorize a couple so it seems like, or should I have notes? What do I do?
Well, I'll say this. Either one is good, but if you're going to have notes, make it a PowerPoint. Do like full on.
Oh, really?
Handouts. Some handouts.
And now, okay, well, this is, I don't know whose idea it was to be thankful, but here, if we could turn the lights down, I have a presentation.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're going around the table saying things we're thankful for.
Did you have anything from your personal thanks file?
I don't want to get too sentimental, so I'm going to hold off on my personal thank yous. Is that all right?
Yeah. You play things a little closer to the vest than I do.
I kind of do.
I'm a loudmouth. I say stuff before I've even really fully thought it out most of the time. So
we really do have so much to be thankful for. And I was reading that we put this on our blog, how when you're thankful people, if you're grateful, you are happier, you sleep better, you're more successful at work. So obviously I've got some work to do in that department, I guess.
That's interesting to know, though, that they did a study on that about gratitude. That's interesting.
All right, we got an inbox. Somebody wants to know if either one of us has been into a little bit of the Thanksgiving wine, and I'm going to say...
Wasn't wine.
Maybe one of us has.
Yeah, but... I mean, just I'm just overcome with the sheen of thankfulness.
Yeah.
That's all. And maybe a little wild turkey. That's...
You know what? That was a pretty good joke, buddy. That was pretty good. Things people are thankful for, if you need... I mean, I'm not saying you don't have stuff. I'm not saying you're not thankful. I'm saying that once they get around the table and you're starving and you, and the turkey smells so good and they're like, before we eat, let's all go around and say what we're thankful for. That's when you're going to freeze up. It's not that you're not thankful. It's that somebody's going to take your answer and then you're going to freeze up.
If that turkey's good enough, it's been known to put me in a turkey coma before I even put any in my mouth.
Do you? So Tony has a number of things that he's thankful for. Do you want to share? Is there any that I could steal for when we're going around the table at my in-laws and I can pretend it's mine?
I want to say thank you to bungee cords. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show. This fall, I have been having a battle with raccoons at my house. And I use bungee cords to, tighten up my garbage can covers. And so far, the bungee cords are winning the battle with the trash pandas.
Trash pandas. I like, that's a nice practical one that nobody's going to say. You'll have that in your back pocket.
Yeah, I've got that. And I mean, you and I are eating Thanksgiving dinner at different places, so... You feel free.
That.
Yeah, bungee cords. I think that's not something that your Uncle Phil... I mean, if he does, then you get up and you go over and you punch him right in the face.
Not again. Pew, pew, pew. We'll wrap up there. And thanks again for listening to TMD Podcast with Scotty and Tony. For more details on the stories we had, scottyandtony.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.